Of course.
All right. So, gentlemen, tell me a little bit about why you decided to do the show.
Yeah. Well, this was, an experience that was just going to be something absolutely different for us. So I got reached out to by one of the casting people, and the first person I thought of was Jeff. It's like we're going to go on this wild adventure, and I think I sent Jeff a text and asked, "Hey, are you sitting down?" And if I ever text you, "Are you sitting down?" It's going to be something wild. So yeah, Jeff, what did you think?
Yeah, so I got that text from Corey, and like you said, you just never know what, when you get that text, you never know what's coming next. And so we talked, and it was, for me, just a once in a lifetime opportunity to do something that, I love to do with, one of the coolest humans on the planet. So, like, when he sent me that text, I got super excited, and then we just got the ball rolling on that. So,
That's incredible. And how did you prepare for the show? How did you prepare to go on? And since you only watched last season, so.
yeah, so we're both pretty active individuals anyway, with my coaching and my ultra running. So we both stay in pretty good shape throughout the year. We both have a pretty good base. We did, speaking for myself, a lot more backpack hikes and a lot more stuff like that. But mainly it was just sharpening, for me, sharpening my survival skills, sharpening those things, doing a little bit more refresh on the navigation part of it. But being in shape is something that, me and Corey do are pretty well in shape year round. You got
Yep.
anything, Corey? Okay.
I agree with all of that. Yeah.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge for you being on the show itself?
So for me, I'll jump in real quick on my end. The biggest challenge for me is, being a husband and a father and a coach and all those things is being away for that length of a time. I think, the physical aspect of it, the adventure aspect of it are all hard. I don't want to take from that at all. But for me, that is kind of the hardest aspect of the whole thing is the possibility of being gone for, over 2 months, away from my family, away from coaching, away from my job, away from those things.
Yeah, and you handled
Thank
it
you.
well. For me, I would say the hardest thing was going into the show. I had already quit my job at the outdoor gear shop and was supposed to be getting ready to move to Maine, starting a new job in Maine, having to move everything up there, switching athletic sponsors. And so, like, everything was just kind of up in the air going into this. And so, to have to focus on a bunch of life changes along with being prepared for the show and just being out in the woods for that long, there's a lot to be prepared for and not having a definite of what I was coming back to once it was over.
And what would you say was your favorite moment about the entire adventure?
Corey, you want to take this one?
There are a lot of really awesome moments out there. I'd say one of my favorite moments is probably just some of the, I don't know, it's necessarily one moment, but an experience of the campfires that we'd have in the evening after racing or at survival camp, where we've all gone through the same horrible thing throughout the day or the past few days. And then someone's finally able to get a fire started. So we all just kind of gather around that and talk about the experience and try to stay warm for the next few days. Because, on TV, it looks like we are all just super intense and racing and all of that, which is all very true, but we also made a lot of great friends out of it as well.
Yeah, and I think for me, like,
And
I think for me, that's the kind of same situation is just being out there, experiencing New Zealand and landscape with with amazing people. So I agree with Corey on that. Just the whole experience of being in New Zealand with some very amazing people.
And to think that I'm a foodie too, so like the food that you weren't able to eat much, how did you survive that way in the sense of trying to get food and nutrition and stuff like that?
Well, the food was kind of terrible. After the first cache, there wasn't very much seasoning or salt on anything, so the food was very bland and boring. And that was just one of those things that you had to remind yourself that this is it's only going to go on for X amount of days, and there will be good food on the other side of this. So like once we were out of the competition, my we what did we have that first night? I think like sushi and milkshakes
Yeah,
and it's
yes.
yeah. And so like that's the stuff that keeps you going when you're really hungry and you're really tired. You know that if you win this thing, you could buy all of the sushi in the world.
And I think, kind of going to go to the strategy of how we raced. Our strategy was to get as many caches as we could, and still stay in a good position. And so, there's two options there: get the caches or forage. And me and Corey's, stance was to get as many caches as we could. And like he said, the food was not amazing and the calorie count was not high, but we made it work. And then we spent a lot of time daydreaming about what that first meal was going to be when we got back, or how soon we were going to have pizza, or what we were going to have on our burger or stuff like that. So that kind of got us through the mundane meals that we had.
Nice. And Jeff, you mentioned your family and your coaching and your kids. What was their reaction when they found out that you were going on the show?
Oh wow. So it was excitement for everybody in my house. I mean, it was a very exciting moment that, dad and is going to get to do something that he's wanted to do his whole life. But there was some nervousness too that, this is the longest we're going to go without talking to him. And then, I had to explain to my athletes that I coach, my cross country team, that, I'm going to be gone, and couldn't really say much about it. But everybody was super excited and super positive, down to even my workplace was very supportive. So, there was no negative connotations at all. For me leaving, it was really a good experience leading up to, and the whole experience as well. Everybody was super excited for me to get this chance.
What about you, Corey? What did your family and friends say?
Yeah, I think my family and friends all kind of expect these types of adventures out of me, so I didn't really give anyone too much information, but I just told them I'd be gone for a while and, we'd be off the grid, wouldn't have phones, all that. And pretty much everyone was just super excited and they were just very curious as to what we'd actually be doing. But yeah, I'm lucky in that sense that I always have a lot of support, whether it's doing something like this or going out on a long trail or just even racing the local ultra. It's I have a good support system.
Nice. So what's the most important lesson you guys learned about yourselves while on the show?
You got this.
I would say one of the most important lessons that I learned, probably both of us learned, is you have to advocate for yourself. And so I know that there's money involved. This is a production, it's a competition, there's all of that, but you know your body better than anybody else. And your teammate probably also knows your body just as well as you do because you spend so much time together and you know each other. So at one point, we were dealing with Jeff's ankle, we were dealing with my concussion, and finally it was getting to the point that yes, I have a concussion. We were medically cleared to continue, but we did not feel it was going to be a smart choice to continue. And there's a little bit of like nudging to try to get us to keep going. And it's like, this is not my first concussion. I've dealt with this before. I know what it's like. And Really, we just had to make that call of like, okay, we are absolutely 100% making the right decision, because at the end of the day, it's live to fight another day, live to be able to do another adventure, not just, push until maybe you just literally like die or something.
And I'm so proud of both of you. We're almost out of time, but I want you each to describe your experience on the show in three words, starting with Corey.
Incredible, amazing, and empowering.
For me, I think the three words would be mental, physical, and emotional. I mean, that's it just encompasses everything. And I know I say that in one of the sound bites, and I mean it. Mental, physical, and emotional.
Nice. Well, I'm so proud of you both. Congratulations, and I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Sammy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye.
Sammy. Bye-bye.